think it's time for us to start a letter-writing campaign into the Big Fatty podcast, ruined@bigfattyonline.com is the email, to encourage the Nip to get his oil changed. Now, I don't know what kind of car the Nip drives, but I've heard that the Nip hasn't had an oil change since he drove from California back in, I don't know, what was it, May or June of 2022? And that's got to be about 3,000 kilometers or 2,000 miles. So a little concerned about the Nip's car. So I would encourage you, fellow podcast listeners, fellow car enthusiasts, to send a message or record a phone call to the Nip. And we got to get on the Nip's case.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A little concerned about Big Fatty.
Hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3865 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 29th of November 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna check the old e-letter bag and voice letter box, Big Fatty. Oil changes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your oil changes. Everybody's an oil changer except the Nip. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Faye driver. Yes, Big Fatty, he's the number one fan. It's true. Concerned with the Nip's driving. Well, Faye, just to answer a couple of things you said there, the Nip has a Ford Edge, just like Big Fatty, except he has the sports appearance package, and he doesn't have the titanium trim line. But he drove with Big Fatty from Laguna Beach, California, to Charleston in October of 2021. And so it has been a month and a year and 2 months since he got here, or since he left California, and still no oil change. And the dashboard is, change oil soon. And now it's oil change mandatory. And he has zero oil life. And when he poured some oil in, it was the wrong kind to go in there. And he still hadn't changed it. So anyway, I just, you know, one of these days it's just going to say, no. No, I will not run without any oil, and it'll just lock up and stop working. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 29th of November, y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, I've met both of these gentlemen many times at the Good Days, and y'all, they both just recently had celebrations of exiting the birth canal earlier this month, and y'all, they've recently made the decision to fully retire come April of 2023, and y'all are just going to live out the days at the Creek House, and Big Fatty, it sounds awfully swampy. Well, you know, when you live in Flowrider, it's going to be swampy. And so anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than the anniversarium between Karl Lagerfeld and Guru Nudy in Tampa. So y'all, if you see them on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth, wish them happy
King. Happy, happy, happy. happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
We do indeed. 'Tis the season, as they say. Y'all, let's just see. What did I do after I spoke to you yesterday? Recorded the LFC. I think I mentioned that as I was finishing up the little show. And then, y'all, I had eaten... I know what it was. I had a solid, garden solid for my supper, and, y'all, then I watched the 60 Minutes, and, y'all, it was good. There's a nice story. If you like the puppy dogs, there was a good story on there about the puppy dogs, and then, y'all, I was tired. Yes, Big Fatty, going to the theater will tire you out immensely. And, y'all, I crawled in the bed prior to Big Fatty, 9 p.m.? Yeah, that's it. And, y'all, it was not chilly. Got down into the low 50s Sunday night. But, y'all, slept like a baby, woke up just a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it's over 8 hours of sleep. And so I just kind of rolled over and just kind of laid there for another half hour or so and got up and had my regular morning routine. Did the Sudoku and the Wordle and had my Brufkus and the Corfree, and then I was off. I was off after Mescal King. I told you I counted the number of houses early, before noon on Sunday, and it was 129. I said, but I also said, I think there'll be quite a few more by the end of the day. And y'all, I was right, because I walked and counted again. Y'all, I had to stop in the early portions of the nipple walk because, y'all, I was about to soil myself. Big Fatty! Y'all, there was crowning. There was crowning, and, y'all, I had to stop. I had to stop and clench. Yes, Big Fatty, stop and clench a couple of times. But, y'all, I came back and... Y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And as Dr. Stone would say, the eagle has landed. Well, it was more like a pterodactyl had landed. But y'all, there were 157 houses, so almost 30 more that had decorations up by the time Monday morning rolled around. And I did the big circle in addition to the the roads here in Fat Acres, and came back and got my share. Y'all, The Price is Right was on repeats. Couldn't believe it. And so I had the last of my Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Big Fatty, didn't you make that about a month ago? No, it's about a week or maybe a little more than a week ago, y'all. But we finished it up, and y'all, indigestion. Indigestion City. Yes, Big Fatty. And then I told the Nip, I said, I need to run to the Walmart and the Sam's Club. And he said he had to pick up some prescriptions at the Walmart. So, y'all, we went over there. Y'all, I got my wire, my heavier gauge wire that I wanted to fix the face on the oak tree in the front yard of Fat Acres. And y'all, while I was out there, I tripped over the pathway lights and broke one of them. So I'm gonna have to get me some kind of glue or something to lock it in place. But anyway, and let's see, what else did I do, Big Fatty? I got back. I bought the wire, and y'all, then we went over to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I was going to get those King Hawaiian rolls to make the little ham biscuits, and y'all, I needed to get a 4-pack of the salted butter that Sam, y'all, only had unsalted, so I said, no! And y'all, I put the rolls back, and I'll come back later in the week, and I'll get the rolls and the salted butter. You know, supply chain problems. And y'all, so I got back here, and I have just laid down a little bit on the bed, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hey.
This is Alan of the Uck, calling you from Clarksville, Tennessee, where I'm staying here with Captain D from
Tennessee.
He's not going to say anything.
I said Tennessee.
He said Tennessee. We're just calling you to wish you a happy Thanksgiving Eve. And we're sitting here waiting to go and watch a movie, I think. Yes, and I'm getting very excited because here in the car, Can you hear that? What is it?
It's $15.
$10 worth of Kohl's cash. So we're getting very excited, and we're just about to go and see a movie.
And we did go to the Vonsies. It wasn't as crowded as you thought it would be.
It's Clarksville.
Yeah, nobody goes to those.
Anyway, just again to say to you, if we don't get the chance, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving. And we'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Alan in the Uck and Captain D from Tennessee. Y'all, that call came in right before Thanksgiving, and y'all ran out of time, and so I'm just getting around to sharing it with you. But Alan and Captain D, thank you so much. By the way, Captain D, I love your fried chicken fingers. What am I trying to say? Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's lovely that you've got some cool cash and that you're there together here for the holidays. So anyway, thank you for calling. Yes, Big Betty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you remember I told you that I ordered Olive, the new IMAX Computra, and y'all, I got notice Monday morning that it had shipped, and it is now set to arrive on Hump Day, and y'all, I also have already received the $150 gift card that went along with that for the for right savings. Y'all, just looking at the e-letters here, y'all, my straight boyfriend Phil, I had written him and asked how his recovery was going from his very serious operation. He says he's doing great. He's been doing lots of follow-up appointments, it's all just going just hunky-dory. And he says, thanks for checking in on the not quite as elderly Big Fatty. He just threw you under the bus. No, he just kicked the walker out from Big Fatty. Maybe he'll change your tennis balls. Yeah, that'd be nice. So Phil, glad to hear all about that. Y'all, you know that Princess Hannah? Yes, Big Fatty. She calls in with the report on the. Oh, the CVS. Well, y'all, she didn't call in this time, but y'all, she sent me a picture. She sent me a picture, and it says, I'm taking them to the cleaners. And evidently, she did a online order. Y'all, she spent $87.43 on 9 items, so a little less than $10 an item. But she saved $54.43, so she only paid $33 for those 9 items. So, Princess Anna, it's only a matter of time before they shut the doors. What am I trying to say? Y'all, they, it's left my mind now. Big Fatty didn't go far. Y'all, I'm telling you, it just gets worse. It just gets worse. Y'all, it's, what was I gonna say? I was talking about that. Oh, Moose P. Y'all, I mentioned the videos that Moose P took of his crema decorations inside and out. And he says, well, thank you so much for the shout out on the crema decorations. Well, Moose P, you should be lauded with admiration on all of that, because it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And y'all heard from Granny this morning. Y'all, he's still at the Walmart as far as I know. We're having a full right at Fatty's this week, but it's everybody bring a horse duver, and Granny's gonna bring a cheese ball and some shrimp cocktail. Big Fatty, I'll set the table now. See, y'all, I'll have to tell you about a dream I had on Sunday night. Y'all, you're just not going to believe it. But anyway, we'll tell you about that on tomorrow's little show. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all got my... my video appointment. Y'all, they have called and reminded me a half a dozen times about this. Big Fatty, and you'll still forget. Well, anyway. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the number one fan of the BFO for 2022. That's the Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, you know when Big Fatty forgets things?
A little concerned about Big Fatty.
Oh, well, yes. Big Fatty's a little bit concerned about Big Fatty, too. But I'll forget that I'm concerned.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.